Hilda Say to Home, How I Found a Family by Walking the UK's Coastline, written and read by Christian Lewis. To my dearest Jet, my favourite parts of this whole adventure were always with you. For years, I thought your legacy would be that you were the first dog to have achieved what you have and raised over £500,000 for charity. But I was wrong. Your real legacy is the fact that you dictated the pace of the walk, and in doing so, led me to Kate and then Magnus. Whenever I look at them, it will always be you, to whom I'm grateful for this wonderful family. You will forever be missed, and there won't be a single day that I won't look back with the fondest of memories. I love you. Part 1. Life Changes. Chapter 1. The Sweet Shop is Open Again. A quest for happiness in my life and to raise money for SAFA, the Armed Forces charity, began on the 1st of August 2017 on Llangennyth Beach on the Gower Peninsula. My aim was to walk the entire British coastline, and that meant the mainland, every inhabited isle, plus as many uninhabited islets as I could get onto. At the beginning, and for much of the walk, I had less than 10 quid in my pocket. I had to rapidly learn the art of coastal foraging in unforgiving Scottish weather, as well as come to the realisation that I would need help from perfect strangers en route if I was to complete this mammoth quest. Not least with their fabulous generosity in replacing my tent each time the Scottish wind ripped another one and sent it into the tent cemetery. I was in the Shetland Isles when the first lockdown was ordered in March 2020. Beside me was my dog and best friend, Jet, whom I'd been lucky enough to adopt earlier on in the walk. Together, we spent 3.5 months on Hildersay, an uninhabited island about 45 minutes out to sea. There was no electricity, no fresh water, and no gas there. A fisherman would drop off water and food supplies by boat, but otherwise I had to forage. It was here that I'd realised I'd finally found respect for myself, as well as discovering resilience and discipline on a level I hadn't experienced since being in the parachute regiment. More importantly, however, after walking 12,000 miles, I had found the grail that I'd been searching for, and something that I had long lacked, happiness. It was now the beginning of June 2020, and the lockdown was finally over. Victor, who had been monumental in helping bring over fresh water and supplies while on the island of Hildersay, pulled up to the tiny harbour in his private 4-man boat, ready to take Jet and me back to mainland Shetland again. The swell of the sea made me anxious. Even though I was in good hands, if anything were to happen, I knew that helping Jet was beyond my control. The North Sea, despite being June, was still freezing and wouldn't heat up again until September. Jet and I had crossed rough seas many times to get to different islands, but despite all the experience, it never seemed to get any easier. "Chris," Victor said, "it's going to be bumpy. We had better leave immediately as the winds are picking up and we won't be able to cross." I threw our gear on board, with a real sense of urgency, may I add, picked up Jet, and carefully stepped down onto the boat so as not to trip over and faceplant onto the deck. As soon as feet and paws were safely on board, Victor fired up the engine and pulled away from the concrete harbour. Within 5 minutes, we hit open sea, and the side-on waves rocked us around the hellish 45 minutes journey back. I sat at the rear of the boat with Jet clamped between my shins in a bid to stop her sliding from side to side uncontrollably. We each hated it as much as the other, but I knew Jet felt real comfort being with me, just as I felt comfortable being a passenger with a Shetland fisherman who knew his stuff. About 15 minutes into the journey, I turned my head to look back to Hildersay. In a voice that was almost a whisper, both sad and fearful, given the swell, I said, "Goodbye, mate. Until next time." I felt a lump in my throat and a tingling sensation ran through my body as I uttered the words. I was sad to be leaving. Saying goodbye was bittersweet, like bidding farewell to an old friend who I'd gotten to know incredibly well and wouldn't see again for a while. I knew every nook and cranny of that island, and it would always be the place that I'd picked up the shattered pieces of my life and put them back together again. And this time, welded with steel, not fragile glue. I'd gotten stronger and fitter out there, learned all I could about foraging, hit my fundraising target of £100,000 for SAFA, and got to watch Jet be a completely free and happy dog. The chimes of thousands of birds, both